Thank you. Next, we have speaker number 70, Yael Asoski. Sorry.
Oh, you got it the second time. Thank you. Good afternoon, FDA. Pleasure to speak with you all. So I'm here on behalf of the Consumer Choice Center. We're a consumer advocacy group, a bit different from the previous speaker. We're the group that is actually supporting lifestyle freedom, innovation, privacy, science, and consumer choice. We're active around the world, though our base is here in Washington, D.C. And the main policy areas that we focus on are digital, mobility, we look a lot at lifestyle and consumer goods, and health and science. And it's in that last category that we focus on cannabis and specifically CBD. We've worked on this issue internationally. We've done a lot, particularly in Canada, where cannabis is now legal recreationally, and also in many local jurisdictions throughout the United States, and also now in Luxembourg, which is to be the next European country that will legalize recreationally. So our goal is to promote smart cannabis policy. The idea that you're going to promote competition, that you're going to promote safety, and you're going to eradicate black markets. I believe the previous speaker mentioned a lot of issues before. I think that really comes because of the black markets, because there is no regulation, and it's left only where there is no regulation, there are no rules, and there's no way for consumers especially to have good products or to know what their products are. So I'm going to go through some of our points here, things that are very important for us, looking at smart regulation. Number one is going to be clear labeling standards. I think that's probably one of the most important things. It sounds as if there are many consumers in the house who've been to some CBD shops or stores. They've been able to see what some of the products are there, but we don't necessarily know the exact percentage. And as a consumer, how are you supposed to know exactly what to take, how much to take, at what cost? This is the thing that's very important to know, is that as old as the cannabis industry or cannabis use has been, everyone is new to the new legal CBD market. Therefore, we need to have great clarity and great labeling as to how much CBD is in this, how much THC is in this. That's very important for consumers. Otherwise, they have no idea exactly what they're taking and the effect that will be on them. Second point is to allow branding and advertising of CBD goods. I know this is already happening, so we're just kind of regulating after the fact. But we have to allow companies and brands to exist, because that's the only way the consumers are going to be able to differentiate between good products and bad products. We allow that with every other product. Unfortunately, in Canada, there they've plain packaged a lot of their cannabis products, so there is no branding necessarily. You can't really tell the differences between brands. And because consumers don't have that option, they're not really able to establish loyalty. They can't figure out exactly which product is meant for them, and they can't figure out if it's a bad company and a product that they don't want to use. Next is age restriction. I know that this is important for a lot of people here. I know that there are probably going to be a lot of people advocating for 21. When it comes to the smokable products, obviously an 18 age restriction we think is very appropriate, but because of the oils and the edibles and this entire new industry that's coming about, that's something to where the age restrictions might not be as necessary, and assuming that we have clear laws and standards, should be addressed in the right way. But to have a total 18 plus or 21 plus even age restriction on all CBD products, we don't really think that's going to be helpful, particularly to the medical consumers who are going to need that. Next is the benefits and the side effects. Obviously, as many researchers have pointed out, there's a need for more research, for more information. But we do need to allow the companies that are marketing, as consumers, we need to be able to know what are the health claims, can they prove them? And they should be allowed to testify to that and to include that in their promoting and their branding. As a consumer, it's very important to know that what the side effects are going to be, what the benefits are going to be. We think that's very important and something that should be upheld. And lastly, harm reduction. So the idea is, and the mistakes that were made in Canada when it came to cannabis legalization, is they actually legalized the flower and the oils first. So if you wanted to consume cannabis, you could only smoke it. You couldn't have any brownies or chocolates or food or drink, and that's been very bad for many people who would like to take these products and not have that additional harm. So we need to allow CBD to be infused in many of these products and allow consumers to ingest them in the least harmful way possible. And I have some testimonials of people who do use CBD that is available, and you can follow us, Consumer Choice Center. Thank you very much.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a question for you. What evidence do you have about the different routes of administration that causes you to have a distinction of age restrictions between different types of infused products?
That's been done in some states and some markets. Again, this is...
But in terms of its effect on the body, why would it... Do you have evidence that shows that some routes are different than others that would justify having different age limits for different routes of administration?
In that case, we're mostly talking about medical uses, and because if you have the blanket ban, then you have exceptions, then we're just carving out laws that's carving out laws. It has to be as general as possible so it can be applied. Ideally, if there's going to be any age restriction, we talk about 18. Ideally, there wouldn't be, perhaps. That's to be determined by, obviously, your agency. So thank you very much. Any other questions? Okay. Thank you.